Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I've been a professional psychic, medium, and astrologer for 30 years, and I've read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, we get to listen in on some of the original predictions and hear from those clients as we flash back and they share their own experience and recount in their own words a few eerie, unbelievable, or uncanny accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself. Something in the air, always something in the air. And in this episode, we listen in on two previous readings I did with Brian. He has returned to recount his experience and what has happened since his readings. I invite you to tune in as we hear a story about how he came to me searching for genealogical answers, only to have the loving spirits of his deceased grandparents and great-grandfather give him guidance and a little lucky charm. They had some specific information to share, helping to guide Brian on his ancestral quest, and you will hear more about all of that right after this. Something in the air, always something in the air. Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air. Can you feel me?
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson.
This was Brian's first ever visit to a psychic. His questions formulated, pictures of ancestors in hand, and being a natural sciences guy, was looking for some practical connections and answers. There are some very key, tangible signs Spirit shares with him to affirm they can show up in tangible, practical ways, always to affirm their presence and the presence of God. Brian returns to share with us, in his own words, the signs and signals getting his attention. I believe he said, stuck to his ass. We'll hear it all right after this.
Because small business owners need help. ThoughtfulMarketing.ca, helping businesses thrive.
So I'm going to begin at the very, very top and welcome you and welcome everyone back and welcome you in. And I want to ask you, Brian, have you ever seen a psychic before?
No, you're the first one, first time. I was never a skeptic, so I was very open to coming to see you. I'm not a spiritual person per se. I'm sort of a science and nature type of person, but I am very open. And I was more than happy to come and see you.
And that was through a referral?
Yes, it was.
And thank you. And thank you for picking me as your psychic. And thank you to them for the kind words. Now, in this reading, when you came in, let's go back to that past reading we had together. And that very first time before it sort of sat down and you came into my reading room. Let's start. Just tell me about what that experience was like.
Well, I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect. And but you made it very comfortable. The room was very comfortable. This was before COVID, so we were able to see each other face to face. And you were very detailed, running through what we were going to do, and you actually had said ahead of time if you have questions. So I had prepared questions and things I wanted to ask. but you made it very comfortable. And I felt at home, easy to talk to.
Wonderful. And thank you. And so as we went into your reading and we kind of brought you present, let's just think back to that reading. And I know that, you know, a few things came up around genealogy and some of your questions were more of the sort of nature and science because you're the nature science guy. And so let's go back to that reading. Maybe tell us some of the things that really struck you in that reading or maybe stuck with you.
Well, the genealogy, I'm retired now, so I have lots of free time and I really love family history or just history in general. So the genealogy aspect was really important to me. And I remember walking in the first time and you said there were a few people that come in with me. And of course I turned behind to look to see who was behind me and didn't quite get that. No. But yeah, you said there were a couple, a man and a woman and a man by himself.
There's two men and one woman who show up with you. The man and the woman together, and then a man.
We kind of determined it later, or I think it was after the reading, after listening to the reading, kind of determined that the couple in there were probably my grandmother and grandfather, and the man by himself, who I'd been thinking quite a bit about, was my great-grandfather, who died during World War I in France. And so there was never a history on him. He died very young, 24. And I knew my great-grandmother, but never asked questions about family history. So to have him come into that reading, that was kind of special. And that's kind of because I was really focused in on those people.
Now there's your grandpa. Hi, grandpa. Your great-grandpa, sorry.
Okay.
The man on his own. You brought a picture of him?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's why he shows up. You don't need to show them to me. They just show up. So that's him and that's the hermit.
So you were focused in on the genealogy of your grandparents and your great-grandparents.
Yeah.
And they came up in the reading. Did you ask that question? They just came up.
Yeah, you told me they came in with me. I had brought pictures with me, you know, family pictures, hoping that something...
So they technically came in with you.
Yes.
Someone lost their son.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Well, we'd be going way back, but my great-grandmother.
That's who we're talking about.
She lost him when he was like a few years old and nobody could talk about him. But I found him and I found...
Your genealogy.
Yeah.
You're supposed to tell the stories. There's stories all around us. But there's your great-grandpa, your great-great. They lost their son, or somebody lost their son in death. You're writing the stories of that family. There's tales to tell.
When you sort of came forward about your reading as well, there were some kind of specifics that came up around that, around your genealogy. Maybe you talked about being from Hungary. They talked about... you had another trip that you were planning coming up around Europe that would have had to do with your genealogy.
You have this trip overseas, your genealogy. This lady's going to come up and she's like unusual European. And that you'll have an opportunity to go there. She shows up there, but when I say she's like religious or very religious, superstitious in her time. And that your genealogy is feeding into this.
I did know from my great-grandmother that she was originally from Hungary, never asked questions while she was alive, and I never really had much to go on, and I didn't bring it up to you, because my last name is not Hungarian, but you said that you saw Hungary in the reading, from Hungary, and relatives from Hungary, and coming across from the ocean, and the water, and two brothers, and that was all true. I know that's true. So for you just to zoom in on Hungary, now Hungary is a very hard place to find information, but you kind of nailed it there with the Hungary. One of the things that was also very specific was you talked about my great-grandfather. I didn't say anything to you, but you said it was a man who died a long time ago in the war. I think you mentioned the war. and from tuberculosis. Well, he actually died of pneumonia. Well, tuberculosis and pneumonia are related, and they're lung infections, right?
Tuberculosis. That came up family died of, yeah.
He died in the First World War. That's
tuberculosis, of tuberculosis, though?
In the trenches.
Lung infections, yeah. Lung infections.
Yeah, he was buried in France.
So I didn't tell you that, and you told me, and that's what I actually found it in the genealogy, where they actually described how he had died of pneumonia. And so that was kind of like an eye-opening from you.
Kind of an opener.
It was.
And later on in the reading, you kind of, we also went into some really kind of weird messaging around a crest with colors.
Do you have a crest?
A crest.
Family crest.
There's something. I know I've seen one.
They're showing, I don't know why the family crest, but they're showing me a crest.
Okay.
And there's something red. That'll be important around the red on it. But these three people, you have pictures of them. They're showing up with you already. So you don't need to pull them out, is what I'm getting at. They come in as you walk in the door.
When you told me about it, you talked about a crest. You didn't say family crest, but you said a crest, and you said colored red. And so, of course, my assumption was that it was a family crest with red velvet. I'm thinking royalty or something like that. Well, that night, I'll just tell you this quickly. That night after the reading, my wife and I went to a fundraising social. This was before COVID stopped us, but we went to a fundraising social, and it was in early midwinter, so it was snow out, and got outside, and I'm walking into the function, and I look down, and there's this glistening shiny object in the snow, because it was nighttime, so it was glistening in the lake. I picked it up, and it was a metallic object, I don't know, an amulet or a talisman, I didn't know what it was. My wife didn't know what it was. So I put it in my pocket and forgot all about it, and went into the social, and we put in some tickets for a silent auction. And sure enough, I don't know what happened, but I'm not usually this lucky, but I took all the prizes, and everybody was stunned thinking, oh, this is fixed. But when we got out, my wife said, let's have a look at that object that you found in the snow. And we went in the car and turned, the interior lights of the car, turned it on and looked at the amulet, and I held it up to the light, and it shone red. Well, when I look at it in the light of day, it's kind of a purplish, but it was red underneath the car light. And it has some kind of, I don't know what the scrollings are on it, but it's an inscription of some sort. It looks like really like one of those hanging spoons that you would have, an ornamental spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
But I look at it, and it looks like it could be a crest of some sort, and the color. And I thought, that's the very first thing I thought of was Bernice nailed something. I was thinking something else, but it turned, family crest, but it turned out to be
a lucky social prize.
Exactly.
Talisman.
Yeah. And further to that, you also talked about me finding dimes, which would have been symbols of loved ones leaving for me.
They're going to leave you dimes everywhere. You're going to find dimes in the weirdest places at the weirdest times. Know that it's them, okay?
And so I thought, well, okay, dimes. Well, I had cleaned up our kitchen before we left for this fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And I know I cleaned it up. And when we got home that night from the fundraiser, right on the counter, which I had wiped down and cleaned, there was a dime there. And I know I cleaned it off. I know I didn't leave it there. There was nothing on there. And the dime story gets even sillier. I got out of bed, shortly after the reading, I got out of bed. And my wife said to me, "Come here." And so I walked over, and she said, "Turn around." So I said, "What are you looking at?" She says, "You've got a dime stuck to your ass, to your butt." And I went, "What?" So I felt around on the cheek of my butt, And so I'm telling everybody that I sleep with nothing on. And there's a dime stuck to my butt. So my family members are having some fun because I don't know how that got there. And I do find, I still to this day, still find dimes. And I think every time I find a dime, I think of you and I think of my family.
Probably that little crew of yours that shows up with you right away, your grandparents, because your family tends to live to be old, I believe.
Yes, longevity in our family.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, and further, as we sort of went further into the reading, we also talked about your kids or some exciting news around your kids.
You mentioned I had two children and you said boys, and that's what I have, are two boys.
There's these two kids. There's different sets here. So,
two children?
Do you have, because there's three that show up. I don't know that they all belong to. Do you have two? Okay. Two kids. One of your kids is changing jobs. What a feather in their cap. Big time. Big time. The other kid is moving away.
You said that one would be up for a promotion and it would be a feather in his cap and something that he's looked forward to. And all of this came to truth. But one of you said one would be moving away. Well, my son got a big promotion at work and it was unexpected. This was before the reading. I'm sorry, after the reading. And he also bought his first house. And during the second reading, he was just moving in. And you had called it and said, you know, your son's going to be moving. And he had just moved that day.
There is one of your kids who are moving or relocating from Winnipeg. Do they live outside of Winnipeg now?
No, both of them are here.
Okay.
But one of them is married. And
moving out away.
Good.
There, yeah. There's a house, there's a move. Yeah.
It was kind of like, I didn't say mention anything about boys, and you hit boys. So, two boys.
And a real feather in their cap. Well, that's lovely news. That's lovely. I know there was another piece in listening back into your reading around a baby, a birth of a baby.
There's also news of a child coming within 2 years. News of a child.
That seemed to hit you kind of in a weird way. Tell me about that.
Well, you did talk about a baby, and you did say boy. And my cousin, who I'm fairly close to, her first child, she wasn't pregnant at the first reading, during the first reading. In the second reading, which we had just recently, she was 8.5 months pregnant. And they knew it was a boy because they had the sex determined. So... She's having a baby boy. Now, you had said she was going through natural childbirth, planned it the whole way. But you had said there's a boy and then I think it would be delivered by C-section or induction.
There is news of a baby coming. It will be born through a C-section or an induction. And that you'll know about this even within the next 6 to 8 months about the pregnancy. And I believe it's a little boy.
And I did not hear anything about that. I just kind of nodded and okay. I got a call from my mom a day after our reading telling me that my cousin has to have a C-section. So they had the C-section, delivered a healthy baby boy.
Well, and you know, so your grandma and grandpa and your great grandpa, they're all there to message that. They're all there for that. That's where I often think these messages come from, because people often ask me to teach classes in tarot or tea leaf or palm reading, or it's not in the tool. Those are just message boards. They're just languages of energy. That's all they do. They give us a language around energy. Spirit really tells us these things. They guide us with these things. And so, well, I'm pleased that there is a healthy, wonderful little baby boy. That's exciting news. Yes. That's nice. That's some pretty crazy stuff I've been telling you. Holy moly. Now, there was a question, again, you had brought up around your brother's health. There's something very fragile, weakened, deteriorating around his health. I don't think there's a quick fix to this.
Do you see physical or mental or both?
Well, he might make those choices, right?
I have a little conflict with it because my brother was suffering. He's always been a very strong person. You know, the life of the party, everybody looks up to him, and he's been suffering some mental health issues lately, depression. And I asked you about that.
Something's going on in terms of, it's not just mental health. If you're thinking, oh, he has just psychiatric issues and he's depressed, there's something health-wise going on that's directly contributing to any psychosis he might be presenting.
It has worried our family because he is kind of a type A personality where he works hard, you know, very successful, works hard, has a lot on his plate. So I'm very conflicted on whether or not to discuss the physical aspect with him. So I'm trying to decide how to approach that with him. You know, he's never seen a psychic. He's never seen you. I think he did want to. Maybe giving him a gift of a session with you, a reading with you, as a present from me, maybe that would.
I make a great present.
Yes.
But in terms of your, thank you. But in terms of your brother's health, anytime spirit shows up in a reading and brings up something, it's because they're giving you an opportunity to address it in some way or an opportunity just to look at it. And as you were sort of talking about all this, spirit kept saying his stomach, pancreas, upper stomach, something around that area, upper digestive tract to watch for. And that could include ulcers or chronic issues.
He did have a cancerous polyp removed years ago from his intestine.
His digestive tract. That's all spirit wants you to know, right? When you ask about your brother's health and they say to you, yes, there's depression, but this could also be tied to his digestive tract, his health there, and they're telling me to look in his upper digestive tract and that he might be thinking it's acid reflux. It could just be, you know, things that could become chronic, right? And so when spirit tells us these things, they're not dire warnings. They're not. They're just, you can address them otherwise, because the truth is this: God will never tell you the time of your death, and no man is to know, no human is to know that really. And that when you're being said, you know, they have something underlying, it's just that they should just be paying attention to it. And it sounds like he's had issues there before, and that spirit just wants him to just be mindful that because he's such a powerful personality, that maybe that driven force could manifest as a bad stomach area where you store stress, anger, discouragement, those sorts of things, right? And so spirit just wants him to pay attention to that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's comforting. So, that's good to know. So.
Yeah. And I think it's what we've talked about before, like what you just mentioned in terms of he's had something removed before. And that I think that when stress builds up for him, that he needs just to manage that. So that's, I think, spirit wanting you guys to know that as well.
I did have a question for you.
Sure.
I was thinking of this before we were talking, and I had mentioned to you, I'm not a very spiritual person. I'm just more of a nature science person.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm trying to figure out why I'm not so as spiritual as other people is that I have not experienced a lot of grief in my life. And you know, I'm lucky. You know, my parents, both of them are still alive. They won't be, you know, in time, but I haven't had a lot of tragedy. I've been very middle of the road. everything's been, I've just been a middle-earth person. And I'm just wondering if, because I'm not, I don't think in a spiritual way, is it because I have not experienced a lot of grief in my life? You find that more people that have experienced grief are more spiritual in nature?
Not necessarily. I don't think that's a hard no. I think it's not necessarily. I think you, as a science nature guy, you see the beauty of God's work. You see the intricacies, the logic, the brilliance, the amazement, the sciences, the benevolence of God's work, which is nature all around us. God's temple is all around us. And so because you see that and you seek to understand that, therefore you are spiritual. And you connect to that spirit through probably your root chakra, probably your solar plexus, more on a very rooted, grounded level. And that nature would speak to you the same as spirit. And so it would manifest, spirit can only manifest. And as you lose people, it manifests into that spirit energy, as opposed to this carbon-based dimension we're in, where you connect to those vibrations of earth, of science, of this dimension. And there's no, this is all the creation of God's work.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so you are spiritual in connecting to nature.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm full of energy. And I know when I pass from this plane, my energy will continue.
Transform into light, right? Mm-hmm. And so you, as you transform into light, and that is when we talk about from that natural energy to light energy. And so we all go through that transformation between birth and death, all of us, at some point or another. And you still appreciate the beauty of God's work, and you haven't had the suffering of grief to accompany that just yet. And it happens in all of our lives. And it is just, it's how we shift, how we evolve, and how we grow. Okay. As painful as that is, but that's the reality of walking in a human experience.
Wow. Very profound. Yes, I like that. So there's a price to pay for walking in a human.
Well, I don't know if that it's a price. I think it's a natural evolution, just like you can still appreciate God in the beauty of nature. And then you could still appreciate God in the beauty of spirit. It's just a different vibration, my friend. That's all.
Okay.
But it's all God's work.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Brian. And thank you for sharing your experiences with me and with us. And I look forward to maybe reading you one day again in the future.
You will, for sure. And thank you for being you.
That's easy. Something in the air, always something
in the air. Thank you to Brian for sharing your experience, and thanks for listening to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. Before we go, please leave us some stars and a review. If you enjoyed this episode and found nuggets of wisdom and magic, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. If you'd like to participate or contribute to the show, contact us through our website. Tune for our next episode, where we hear from Linda and the beloved deceased grandson, who shows up with stunning messages for their family. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.
So many years has gone by, but I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBissonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C, as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, The Fountain App, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.